I had a conversation with a Christmas tree yesterday, which left me a bit spaced out. Apparently, the biscuits were wonderful. She'd eaten some. Anyway, I'd like us to think about signs for a bit this morning. Signs can do a couple of things. Sometimes they warn us about danger, but more often than not, they give us information. Now, if you were in Calm Town Centre yesterday, with all the razzmatazz going on, you'd be forgiven with all the signs for thinking Christmas had arrived, with a Christmas tree and Santa. All the signs were pointing towards Christmas is here. But I wonder, if we looked around us, what other signs are there? If you looked out today, or perhaps not today, but if you looked up and we had grey clouds, what might that be telling us? Sorry?
Rain.
Snow. Or snow. And if that yellow thing was out in the sky, what would that be telling us?
Washing day.
Okay, it might be telling you it was a washing day. But it'd be saying it's nice and warm. You can have a T-shirt on, unless you're Ian. Yeah? It'd be telling us a nice warm day. So we tend to live our lives by the signs that we see, even though we don't realise it. What about if we saw a nice smiling face? What would that tell us about the person? They were happy. But signs aren't just there for us today. They actually lived their lives by signs in the Bible. They knew when to wake up and when to sleep because of daylight and night. They knew when to plant things and when to bring them in. And, sorry, just before Jesus was born, there were some very wise men that we sometimes call kings that knew that something was going to happen in the stars. And so they spent the time studying the stars, looking for something to happen. And a big star suddenly appeared around the time of his birth. And the Bible tells us that too. Let's look around the church. What signs do we see that we're getting ready for Christmas here? And Noah?
A Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree. Anything else?
Some stars.
Some stars. What did you like today?
Huh?
What did you like?
I like to walk.
What did you like, Mummy? What was it called?
Oh, I lighted the candle.
You lighted the candle. You lighted the first Advent candle, didn't you? What? Oh, sorry. Sorry? Advent candle, yes. And that tells us we're on our way to Christmas. And we need to get ready for Christmas, don't we, Poppy? And how can we get ready for Christmas, do you know? Oh, I used to get ready for Christmas, but I can't tell you because your parents would probably kill me. We need to get our hearts ready for Christmas, don't we? For when Jesus comes. We need to make sure that they're ready for him. Yeah? Sorry, Noah?
I'm going to say my mum's legs.
All right. So, just like the wise men spent time studying the stars and they got ready for the Messiah, we need to get ready for him too. Okay, I think now it's time to sing our children's song.